could ask the after 5 days, I talked to the judge, he didn't ask me how this, how do you want this handle? The president would be after you announce himself, or have it announced in the White House. How about having it announced in the White House? Yeah, I don't think you want to,
first, this television makes a big difference, but other ways to reach them might be in 1952. They had some tone, and then massive grief for the idea of those people tone. They can't remember. In fact, we looked at it in retrospect. There were a hell of a lot of people that didn't know what to talk about. They didn't know! But by going on, it was a huge thing because we could predict what that poor guy had. But my point is, well, I don't think everybody knows about Watergate. I don't think that as of this point, the whole of the country is Washington is, I think there are lots of congressmen and senators, and most people do it. And as the country, the president is sitting here trying to protect the country. I may be wrong.
No, I agree with you. I don't agree with John Rosen on doing it all. I do think that how do we get across it?
How do we answer? You see, whether we agree with them or not, if people like all of them, I saw like Ehrlich, feel that we should get something across. How do I? He wants to dramatize this.
The problem is you can't answer it.
That's right.
You went on the television when you opened the front of the
you answered it. That's right. That's right.
The ones who you were.
Now you were accused. Now I can only say that I have been assured that these people are that, and I told them.
That's why you've always said that. Now, you don't want to go on and say this.
And I've said it in three news conferences this year, or that's right, in the last 6 weeks.
But it seems to me that if you could go through this exercise of adjustment and then announce that, have it announced, you've done these things.
Yeah. Now let me ask you, did you have to announce it? Or maybe just close it with
it? I just have to announce it. I would get myself in there too much. Look, you don't want to be defense counsel. I mean, this is something that happened, and
that's the point of it. I think you're going to cancel it off also. Someone may get raped in this deal.
And then after
by the tactics, the main thing is to see whether the judge will fly it out. So that without going, if the judge doesn't fly, do we have a better view? Now if you beat him up to her, is that the other thing? Did the judge not fly it? I think that's where I'm going to go along. I really feel so, it's the PR thing. But I think what we do then is that we just simply make public that we that they'll go for it.
I think that's a more reasonable thing to
find
peaceful. As you say, the FBI is doing it too, the Department of Justice is doing it too, the White House staff is doing it too.
We can turn it to you. Why get out? We've got a judge. That's why it occurred to me that rather than going to anybody else, why not serve him?
It's better. I think you'll go ahead with that. Now, he may say, I don't want a special prosecutor. I'm satisfied. He's still satisfied with this grand jury. Then we can say we made the offer.
The only problem I have with Sulico is a rather strange thing that he said I'd give the sentences if they cooperated with the criminal. That bothers me. Look at this. I've got a little statement I can want to see. I should say that I brought what he's trying to have. But my point here is that you cooperate
with the criminal. We don't have to make a decision. They're not going to sit until May anyway.
Oh, they're not.
So if it gets too heavy to have one fellow sit in here, then you could follow the Sherman Adams procedure to carry him on and say, well, here's the man that makes it they want. And therefore, he's agreed to the way that you have him wrong. Not everybody. I think if you had everybody wrong, you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's right. You might. In other words, you might give up me. Yeah, because he's charged with crime. Not much better than the word of grand jury. Much better. And if the grand jury goes early south, that's the way I would look at it. If you look at that, makes sense to you. We've got a very strong position there. We're cooperating with the grand jury. That's the proper place for this to be heard, not on this. Forever, of course, would say, but I want to go into things other than what the grand jury does. Well,
I'm just going to have to do your assistance.
But what I meant is to say I'm not just interested in Watergate. I'm interested in the patient exposition. I mean, I simply say that I'm not interested in that.
That's sure.
That is a fall crime. If he's done any crimes, we'll send him to the grand jury. I think that's the way we'll put it.
Rather well. I Yeah, okay, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry this happened, but,
y'all ought to remember that, Clayton Boyle, his mom holds what, mental, YMCA, and his best friend Bobby Baker, a real crook that,
Kendall and Linda was all, and goddamn kill everybody that was happening. Baker didn't make a deal without doing Linda and Cuthbert. No, but I know, it's, but I'll tell you the one that was the hardest one was the fight. I think it led to our stroke.
I did too.
I think it led to the stroke, I really do. But you know, the horrible experience that, you know, I never forget that day, you know, I told you about it, right? We got to testify. I had to go in and say, I asked me to tell him, he was right. I kind of had to my ear and ask me, find 18 ways to whine out of it, but nevertheless, always try.
But not because of you. Yeah. But not because of you.